Today on Annenberg Radio News.
I was hoping to get enough, be able to get Democrats and keep them in office. So that's pretty much the main reason I voted.
And if students don't vote, we're missing a really important section of the population.
Whether or not you think it affects every one of us.
Los Angeles voters head to the polls as the contentious midterm election season comes to an end, and the nation waits to find out how the political landscape will change. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010. I'm Madeline Cinto. It's voting day, and some of you may already have that little round sticker saying, I voted. If you voted, you're among the 25% of registered California voters who've submitted ballots. If you haven't voted, you have until 8 tonight to head to those polls. It's too late to mail in a voter by mail ballot, but you still can drop it off at your local polling station. This year, 55% of people voted by mail. That's a record number. Unsure where to vote? Check out lavote.net and look up your polling place. That site will also have live streaming of ballot processing around 8 p.m. Going into today's election, Jerry Brown is expected to win the governor's race against Meg Whitman. Carly Fiorina and Barbara Boxer are in a tight race for the Senate. Experts say it's still too close to call. Now we'll turn to local races. Polls are just now closing on the East Coast. But in L.A., with 3 hours still to go, it already feels like a victory party for some Democrats. Ariel Edwards-Levy has more.
Despite the background music, there wasn't much running going on at this Get Out the Vote Labor rally. While Democrats elsewhere are scrambling, in LA, they seemed ready to celebrate.
We are 7 hours and 23 minutes from a huge victory.
There you go.
I count the minutes. I'm the math man. Yeah.
That's Democratic State Controller John Chang, who's expected to win re-election. Other candidates there, including U.S. Congress hopeful Karen Bass, also face only token opposition. L.A. County Democrats have a nearly 30-point lead in registration over Republicans. That lack of competitive races in L.A. poses a challenge, getting voters excited for a midterm election. Chang says that's crucial.
We need help from the top to the bottom of the ticket, because every single elected official makes a difference.
U.S. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis also sounded optimistic. But the former L.A. Congresswoman called on the crowd to boost the turnout in California.
Today's a special day. We're going to change the course of California. And I just got word from back east from some of our friends that the voter turnout is surprisingly high in the Northeast. Yeah. So please understand, if they can do it, you can do it.
I can tell you that at my own polling pace, it looked like people were coming in larger numbers than you might expect.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
My hope is that people do go out and vote, because this election matters.
But the mayor and other LA Democrats have focused their attention largely on other races. Villaraigosa and Karen Bass have campaigned for more vulnerable Democrats in other states, including Colorado, Kansas, and Mississippi. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.
Democrats have always relied on union members to help them get out the vote. Today, union supporters are making phone calls, knocking on doors, anything to get Democrats to head to those polls. Rebecca Schoenkopf tagged along with two members of the Service Employees International Union while they made their Election Day rounds.
If you happen to be looking for a union member today, just head to any polling place. Union volunteers for Jerry Brown started the day at 8 a.m., and they've been checking in regularly at South L.A. precincts to see who's voted and who still needs to be wrestled to the polls.
83rd.
Yolanda 84. Richard and Pamela Harris are SEIU home health care workers, and they've teamed up for a day in Inglewood and in the blazing hot sun.
I know this is going to be a successful day today.
After they check in with the poll workers, they make a few calls.
Ms. Francis, this is Ms. Richard. I was calling to remind you this is our big day to get out and vote.
and start knocking on doors.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is that Miss Holly?
That's what I'm getting ready to go vote now.
Yes, yes. That brightens up my day and make it more positive. But I try to stay positive, too. But that helps a lot. Just that one, yes, I know I'm going to get some more on this block.
While Yolanda has gotten one voter so far to open her door, Pamel is working the houses on the other side of the street. But almost everybody's at work right now, and by 10 a.m. or so, only about 150 people have voted at LaSalle Elementary, where Yolanda and Pamela are based. The Brown volunteers are hoping people won't be too tired to vote after work. But all this walking in the hot sun, calling people with disconnected numbers, getting barked at by very mean dogs, it only takes one to get feeling like they've made a difference.
We just came from a home. The lady went out. She said she was out very early this morning, and she's wearing her I voted tag very proudly. The minute I opened the door, I saw the tag. I had no more to say. She said, God bless us.
Rebecca Schoenkopf, Annenberg Radio News.
Some Californians are just getting off work to head to the polls, but plenty have already cast their ballots. Our reporter Esther Kong interviewed some of these early bird voters.
What motivated you to go out and vote?
Well, my name is Herman Cash. I'm a student at SC. I'm a political science major, so I had to vote. It's what I study, but I was hoping to get enough, be able to get Democrats and keep them in office. So that's pretty much the main reason I voted.
My name is Phyllis Griffman. I work at the Sea Grant Program. I'm the associate director, and I always vote. It's your job to vote because you can't complain if you didn't vote.
My name's Genesis, and it's my first time voting. So I came to the rally, a week ago?
With
Obama and stuff, yeah, and I was in the front. I got to shake his hand. So it was like one of those, I have to do it just so, like, my voice is heard type thing.
And what was the most important proposition for you on the ballot?
23. It's the clean energy proposition, and they're trying to repeal the laws that were put in place to help prevent global warming from continuing, and some people wanted to change it back again. So
legalization of marijuana, I think that one had the most impact on young voters, so I think that's what drove the young vote out, if it did. We'll find out, I guess, at the end of the day. So
Probably Prop 25. That reduces the majority needed for passing a budget from 2/3 to 50%, because I think the state has been so gridlocked by that requirement that we haven't been able to do anything.
And why do you think it's important for students to go out and vote?
Well, I think that we really need the whole range of just life experience and opinion represented in the polls. And if students don't vote, we're missing a really important section of the population.
Whether or not you think it affects every one of us.
Some would-be voters have been misinformed, driven away by robocalls, or just plain failed to do their homework. So here comes Election Protection, a nonpartisan voter protection organization. It's helping voters overcome these hurdles to cast ballots. Marilyn Medawar reports.
Voters can call on Election Day and seek free, confidential, nonpartisan advice on registration and voting. Sandra Thompson is an attorney and captain at the Los Angeles Call Center office. When voters run into problems, the organization activates their mobile voter unit.
Let's say they don't have ballots, they don't have ballots in a particular language, there's voter intimidation or voter fraud, for example. We have the ability to mobilize attorneys who are out in the field to go to these polling places and check on the issues and deal with them if they can.
Thompson says that so far, most of the problems they have encountered are similar to the ones in 2008. Mainly, people were having problems with voter registration.
We have several counties in our state where they're vote by mail exclusively. And so the problem is that if they don't get their ballot in time, then obviously it's a question of where do they go to vote? Can they vote? Do they have to vote a provisional ballot?
Thompson says that many people, especially Latinos, have been inundated by robocalls with misinformation.
You know, I've had a couple of calls from people who are frustrated that they didn't get their ballot in time and that they know that they've registered or they moved and they re-registered. And it's really hard as a volunteer to be able to tell someone it doesn't look like you're going to be able to vote. It's just a very, very tough thing to tell them because you want everyone to have that right.
Thompson expects some polling places to run out of ballots and some will close promptly at 8 while there are people waiting in line to vote. Marilyn Medawar, Annenberg Radio News.
The City Council approved a $75,000 reward to help track down those responsible for killing a 5-year-old boy in South LA. Councilwoman Jan Perry sponsored the proposal. Aaron Shannon Jr. was showing off his Spider-Man costume in his backyard Sunday when two men began firing in the alley behind his house. Shannon was shot in the back of the head. Investigators blame the shooting on a gang rivalry. The area on East 84th Street is known for gang activity. The LA Police Department held a public viewing today for their officer who was killed in Afghanistan. A roadside bomb killed Joshua Collins while he worked on reserve duty. Stephanie Sherman reports.
Joshua Collins was a Marine Staff Sergeant finishing up his last tour in Afghanistan. He had served in Iraq and in Afghanistan as a bomb specialist. On October 18th, he was investigating a roadside bomb in Helmand Province when it went off and killed him. He was 28 years old and he had just 2 days left as a bomb investigator and disposer. He was supposed to be home by Christmas. Before he went overseas with the Marine Reserves, Collins served as an LAPD officer for 3 years. He mainly patrolled downtown LA, but wanted to be a bomb specialist for the department. He's the second LAPD officer this year to be killed while on duty in Afghanistan. The viewing for Collins will be at the LAPD headquarters in downtown LA until 8 tonight. Stephanie Sherman, Annenberg Radio News.
This election day has been hot as a heat wave rolls through Southern California. Today it hit a high of 90 degrees, and although tonight temperatures will cool down to a comfortable 60, don't get too comfortable. Tomorrow it should heat right back up to the low 90s. Wow, it sure doesn't seem like fall right now. In fact, we might be reaching record and near record highs for this time of year. And Thursday, it won't be any cooler. It'll get up to about 90 again. And if winds pick up, there will be danger of wildfires in the SoCal region. So make sure to watch out for that. Later on Annenberg Radio News, we talked to Robert Suro, a journalist and researcher of Hispanic voting trends. He told us what to expect from the Latino vote today. At first, exit polls are coming out. The first exit polls are coming out now, and CBS's polls show that voters are unhappy with the status quo. 54% of voters polled disapproved of the job President Obama is doing, and 73% disapproved of Congress. Almost two-thirds of voters said the economy was the most important issue for them, with 40% saying they're worse off than last year. 62% of voters also say the country is on the wrong track. I talked to Robert Suro. He is a professor of journalism at USC Annenberg and a former director of the Research Pew Hispanic Center. We discussed what to expect and not to expect this midterm election, especially when it comes to Latino voters.
So what do you think is going to be the most surprising thing that's going to come out of this election?
The surprise we're waiting to see unravel is the size of the Republican win, and if it and whether it's really of historic proportions. The big unexpected outcome would be if it turns out they only take the House by a modest margin. But at this point, it looks like it's going to be a really historic change of direction.
In terms of the Latino vote, do you think that's going to play out differently this midterm election versus past elections, or how do you think that's going to play out?
As best you can tell from the pre-election polls, the assumptions are that the Latino vote will go very heavily Democratic as it has in the past, and not nearly enough, though, to make a substantial difference in when the overall trend is so much against the Democratic Party.
So do you kind of think it's not going to play a big role in this election?
Based on what we know sort of mid-afternoon, right? If it's a really big Republican win, the basic force in that direction will be so strong that whatever advantage the Democrats had with among the Latino electorate isn't going to be enough. One of the surprises, and we'll wait and see if it plays out, it would be very surprising if it turned out that Latinos peeled off in some substantial number for the Republicans. If, say 40% of Latino vote or more went to the Republicans, that would be surprising in this year. But even if they remain solidly Democratic, it seems like there are so many other forces pushing towards a Republican victory that a Latino showing isn't going to be enough to hold it off.
And is there anything else that you would like to add or you think we should be looking out for as the results start coming in?
You know, one of the things that's going to be interesting to see tonight is whether California really goes in a different direction than the rest of the country. And the pre-election polls suggested that the Democrats are going to win both of the top gubernatorial and Senate races. And if that's the case, California will end up looking different than a lot of the rest of the country. So it's going to be interesting to really understand what happened here if both Fiorina and Whitman lose.
That was journalism professor and researcher Roberto Suro. Los Angeles voters asked to approve more funding for libraries in the next election in March. The Los Angeles City Council has directed its attorneys to draft an initiative that would amend the city charter so libraries would get a bigger share of the city's property tax revenue. If approved, the measure could add $50 million to the library department's annual budget. Getting out to vote is important, of course, but more important, it seems, is the proof that you voted. That's where the I Voted sticker comes in. It's everywhere. You can even download your sticker off the internet. Businesses are catching on to the craze. Restaurants are offering free food if you're wearing your badge. The Desert Bar Lark in Silver Lake is giving out free cupcakes. The counter is handing out free French fries. Other places are offering massages, facials, and even free tattoo removals. And now we check in with Matt Schrader to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Welcome.
Hey, Madeline. Yeah, we're covering all kinds of this election stuff. We're going big with this stuff tonight. We're going to be live from all of these big parties. The Democrats will be live from Hollywood with all of their festivities going on there. Barbara Boxer is going to be there. We'll also be in Irvine. We have a couple reporters down there that are going to be giving us live updates all night. You can see that on ATVN.org. Plus, we're also going to do some stories on some of the highest midterms ever are this year here. So far, and all indications are that we're going to break a record with the voter turnout. So we'll have a big story on that, and then also just the final few hours here, we're going to be pushing, or a lot of groups are pushing, really the get out the vote effort and trying to get the last few people out to the polls here to hopefully make a difference. And we'll have a story on that as well. So all kinds of coverage, complete coverage of Election 10 coming up at ATVN.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. We'll make sure to check in, Matt. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it for this Tuesday. We had help today from Ryan Nunez and Shelley Hsu. Stephanie Guzman is our producer. Jessica Flores is the executive producer. Check out our election coverage on our website, annenbergradio.org, starting at 7:10 tonight. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Madeline Cinto. Good night.